Well done on tonight. Derm reckons you were taking it easy, but what do you reckon? I thought you were working pretty hard.
A little bit of both. I was pretty knackered, mate. I've only just started going the last couple of weeks, so I ran out of gas a little bit, but yeah, big game next week, mate, so I didn't want to do anything silly in the last couple, in the last 15 minutes, mate, so put the feet up and just try and get a couple of cheap ones.
It's pretty, well, until you did that, it was pretty business-like performance. I mean, they started well, but you guys got the engine ticking over. Would that be the most accomplished performance so far of the three?
Yeah, absolutely. We looked up and we're 3 goals down after 3 or 4 minutes, so it's going to be a long night. But, you know, we fought back pretty well and just went back to what we knew at quarter time. And obviously from quarter time, we're pretty dominant, which was very pleasing. I can't remember last time we put a side away like that for long. And, you know, admittedly, they didn't have Nick Riewoldt or Montagna, the two probably best players. So you have to take that into consideration a little bit. But, you know, we're pretty pleased. Apart from the first 10 minutes, mate, we couldn't have done much more, I think.
Swanee Dermot here. I'll clean this up. After you got to about 30 possessions, I had the binoculars on you. I don't reckon your care factor was super high, and you seemed to just walk around the cricket pitches, and if the ball made its way to you, you were happy to take it on, but I think you felt comfortable you had the game in your keeping then.
Yeah, mate, once I ticked over 30, I said, that'll do. looked up and I hit 30. That's not a bad number, mate. That'll probably do me for the night. I'll just strut around, see if I can get a couple of cheap ones. And fortunately, a couple more fell on my lap. But, mate, well, I thought we put in pretty much up until to that point. The game was pretty much over. And, yeah, mate, I'm an old man these days, mate, so there's no point doing anything stupid when we're 70 points up.
Now, Moons has got a stat for you about the 30-plus club.
Swanee Moons here. Well done on a great win. But just before we go to that, I want to look at another stat. Do you realise you had 15 inside 50s tonight?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Geez, how many did I hit? 4? 5? no, I thought I had a few in
that
there.
That is unbelievable. 15 inside 50s. Well, I've only just picked that up.
Yeah, I set myself a target of 16. So I've missed it. I'll have to go back to the drawing board. But obviously that's very pleasing. You know, I thought I used the ball reasonably well tonight too. So, you know, if I can do that most weeks, that'll be pretty extraordinary.
So how much time do you think tonight did you spend as a half forward pushing up into the middle, or just was that most of the game through the middle?
Yeah, no, probably, so say I spent 80% of time on the ground. I was probably 25% forward, and I'm not real good at math, but what's 80, what's 25 minus 80?
Oh, no, I'm with you, mate. I'm no good at it either.
And I'll do it. 25 minus what?
80 minus 25 is about 60 or something. Just, we'll round it up to 60.
54.
Yeah.
He's from the age, Swanee. He can count.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, mate, what did Buck say to you at quarter time? Because they came out pretty hot, didn't they?
Yeah, all our sort of key indicators were down in the first 15 minutes. So just basic stuff, contested ball, territory game. You know, it's a territory game this time of the year and all time of the year, I suppose. And, you know, just they had the ball in their forward half and, you know, they were winning the ball out of the middle. It was just get back on even terms, win the contested footy, win the clearances and get the ball in our forward half and try and lock it in. And we weren't doing that early, but like I said, we said just stick to it. We fought back pretty well in the last 15 minutes. Things were turning our way and obviously after quarter time, we were pretty good at it.
Swanee, after quarter time, Clokey really jumped into the game. He had his 9 shots on goal. I mean, 5 goals, 4. Obviously, we know his goal-kicking problems, but to know that he's up there taking those big contested marks, pushing people around. In the end, he was getting free kicks because he was just monstering everybody. But his importance tonight after quarter time was enormous.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to see him finally starting to get some free kicks. Been pretty stiff in the last in the past, but you know, when he's up and about like that, you know, there's probably, you know, obviously Buddy's a different kind of forward, but there's not too many better power forwards in the game than him when he's playing like that. So he's a, you know, I've said it before, he's our most important player. When he fires,
he's a barometer, isn't he?
Absolutely. When he plays, if he's best on the ground, you know, more or not, more or less, we're going to win. So hopefully he stands up and continues that form over the next, you know, 18 games, 20 games, whatever it is.
Hang on, here we go. Now I'm on. I turned myself off, which happens quite frequently these days.
Can you do that more often, Dan?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll turn you out. Hey, what is the recovery for you now? Being a Friday night, what do you do for recovery?
What were you suggesting, Dermot?
Well, you're going to have a couple of pots, Swanee?
Depends what's open. Depends what time I get out of here. we go back to the club now. We've got a new sort of recovery process that we're trying out. So back to the footy club now. And
do they keep you there till 5 a.m. and make everyone sleep?
Oh, they keep it. For some reason, they keep me there. everyone else gets to go home, but apparently I have to do all kinds of stuff till 4 or 5 in the morning. Everyone's closed. So it's amazing. I don't know what that is for, but I might do some recovery tomorrow, Arvo, I think.
Well, I gave him the 3 votes.
Got to wind it up.
Well done, Swanee.
Dermy channeling Shane Warne there. Are you thirsty, Swanee? Are you thirsty? No, well done. Great game. And hopefully the pie machine's ticking over.
Absolutely. Let's hope so.
Great work,
Swanee. Thanks for joining us.
Well done, Swanee.